At Honda, we've been engineering cars for over 75 years, actually. We know that excellence takes time. So you can rely on the Honda engineering in the all-new e:NY1. With a range of up to 250 miles on a single charge and up to 5 years warranty, servicing and roadside assistance. Our first electric SUV, the e:NY1. Oh, a hole-in-one.
Yes!
Honda, the power of dreams. Range based on test conditions and may vary.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang.
Welcome to the 4 till 7 Thang podcast. Hey, over there's Dr. Sim Templeton.
Hi.
Hi, Doc. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Thanks. Can I just say, thanks for coming in early to do this.
Oh, you're welcome.
This was recorded at 4 in the morning.
Yep.
But since, thank you. You've really put yourself out coming in now, haven't you?
Yeah, I have actually. So it's nice to be appreciated.
Well, if you thought only you had turned up,
mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess who's just arrived? Gav!
Hello.
Hi, guys.
All right, Gav, good afternoon.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. Well, it's not 5 a.m. yet, but,
yeah,
you know, I'm here.
You're here. This week on the show, well, first up, show hero Tej takes on a Mission Impossible. What was that? Oh, that was me trying to nick my neighbour's sweets. And he took.
Mm.
Just really embarrassing.
CCTV nightmare.
No, but it was just one of those moments I felt really cheap. No, I really did like a grown man,
yeah.
You know, going down the stairs.
Sort God,
of,
it was funny.
And I sort of smiled to myself, you know, like it was sort of like, I don't know. I still feel embarrassed about it.
Mm.
I don't know if I was busted. Paul might have seen me on CCTV. I was busted towards the end. Hopefully they weren't looking through their spy hole.
Yeah.
You'll find out what all that's about when you listen to the podcast, of course. Plus, Highway to Hell or Stairlift to Heaven. Ginny Cooper talks erotica. And the Woodman has a killer on the loose again, getting a bit spicy in his erotic little slot. Enjoy the podcast. Is that what we've come in early for? Just to do that?
I'm going back to bed.
Oh,
yeah,
me too.
Yeah, me too. Radio X. I know you've got a bit of swagger, mate, but could you stop dropping into a slight South African accent?
What do you
like
mean?
You did just,
no, I
you
didn't.
Just did. People square the wiki.
No, don't talk rubbish, eh?
No, but you did.
You're talking rubbish now.
Sorry, yes, but you did. Gav, you were doing it in the office as well.
Ugh, no, man.
You really were. Sorry, Gav is as you know, he's actually born in South Africa. He's from East London in South Africa.
Yeah.
East London.
Yeah, East London.
But they pronounce it exactly the same.
Yeah.
As they do in the East End, East London.
Yeah.
And quite weird that all that time they were speaking, what's the language?
Afrikaans.
Afrikaans, yeah, Sudafrikaans.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Gav, big weekend for you there, mate.
Yeah.
You won some...
we won the World Cup again for the fourth time.
Yes.
How exciting
I did call it on Saturday.
One tackle away from losing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Mind you, I have to say, I'm worried about the New Zealand skipper.
Why?
Because he got sent off and stuff, didn't he?
Yeah.
And in New Zealand, rugby...
Is a religion, yeah.
Everything.
It's more than a religion.
It's everything. And I think... In that case, I don't think he went for it maliciously. It's just by the letter of the law, he has to go off.
Yeah,
and it's a rough game. I just felt so. If you didn't watch the game, one point in it wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
No,
but the New Zealand captain, the All Black captain, got sent off it's a high challenge somewhere where in the past you'd be able to do it. Quite hard to alter your instincts. And he was sort of clumped into it, but in this case, you'd have to say sending off so that man now. Really feels he's lost.
Well, he's the guy that went off.
He lost.
Is this like Beckham?
No, it's not.
No, it's much more serious.
Because he was really vilified, wasn't
he?
Is
he
that
was.
What you're saying?
It's the same sort of thing.
No, because Beckham did it three times.
Mm-hmm.
This is different.
And this was a final as well.
Yes.
And he did.
Sorry, which Beckham time? The time he jumped the tackle against Argentina?
The kick in the World Cup.
The sending off.
No, forgive him that one. I'll talk about this sending off and the other one.
No, I'm talking about the kick that got him, like, he was like number one enemy.
Oh, yes. No, I stood up for him in that instance. And I had death threats, I remember, when I was at the Big Breakfast. Yeah, I did, yeah.
Wow.
They were hanging effigies of him in South London.
Yeah.
Not that he ever thanked me for being in his corner. Anyway, guys.
Yeah.
It was quite weird, that one.
It was, yeah.
But anyway, no, I feel sorry for this guy.
Yeah.
Because they'll all forgive him there, but he'll just think in this, what is a real village community in New Zealand, where rugby's everything, and he's going to really feel that. You know, he's going to, all his time, he's the guy that lost them that when it was his job. And I know you say, well, you should have... Look at Gav, look at
it. It's only a game, eh, chaps?
No gloating.
There's no need to worry, eh, boys? Yarr. Yes, look. Oh, four-time world champions.
Did they didn't even really have to bring on the bomb squad, eh?
No, well, they came on, but yeah, it wasn't
but
that.
Not
yeah.
Like the, not, to really start throwing it about here. Yeah. Anyway, I suppose well done, Gav. I did say I thought they'd win it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I thought nervy. You'd be more hungover today, actually.
Well, you know, I haven't stopped drinking, eh?
Yeah.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
A sheep has been marooned on a beach at the foot of a cliff in the Scottish Highlands now for 2 years.
Oh! 2 years?
2 years.
Drones are used to check on its welfare after kayakers stumbled across the animal during a paddling trip. Gillian Turner of Brora in Sutherland, who first spotted the animal on a shingle beach at the bottom of a rocky coastline 2 years ago, said she was calling to us along the length of the beach, following our progress until she could go no further.
Oh, she's lonely.
She might have gone there on purpose. She might be like a sort of Rambo.
She'd be finally, like a Lambo. Really annoyed with all the other sheep. Just want a bit of peace.
She finally turned back. The kayaker was shocked to see the same animal at the beach on a paddle around the Cromarty Firth.
Yeah.
She called out on our approach, and once again,
I could speak sheep.
Yeah.
I speak a little bit.
Yeah.
That wasn't the Scottish dialect. That was more sort of Midlands.
Mm. Yeah. Right, right.
The group along the shore, jumping from rock to rock, calling to us the whole way.
Mm.
So she was, you know, she was moving along. Mm. Her fleece on the first occasion was a normal year's growth, but on a recent trip, the fleece was huge and touched the ground about. Very dangerous, that, because obviously...
That is, yeah.
Particularly around the back, because they get all infected there.
Yeah, yeah, they really need to be sheared.
Trouble,
yeah,
you get
yeah.
maggots in that.
Mm.
But you know what?
It's not good.
What I wonder is... Mm. Well, you don't ever see lone sheep, do you?
No,
that's usually the wolf.
Now, do they behave like sheep? They've got no one to follow.
Yeah, good point.
What's the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel really sorry for
them. No, but that's what I mean. They don't, they're not, you don't get a sheep living on its own.
Might be the first sheep to start thinking
right,
for
right.
itself.
And yeah, I think this is why the farmer hasn't picked her up.
Right.
Because you just, don't, well, imagine all these sheep, just don't, they won't flock anymore.
Yeah, she'll come back and just start telling the other sheep that, you know, you can just do what you like on that island.
It'll just happen. No, you just literally, you just go, come back, and they're just all just meandering. They
yeah, they'll just go, no.
They won't flock.
No.
They're just in individual groups. You've got to get them individually.
Oh, yeah. Man, what a pain.
That would be such a pain.
We're all going to group together.
Yeah.
So that lovely Larson cartoon with that one sheep standing up going, we don't have to be just sheep.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's the same. That's why the sheep's been left there.
Wow.
Because sheep communicate. There was the... I mean, I'm not bang on about this.
Yeah.
But the... In Australia, they had cattle grids. So that, you know... But for sheep, obviously, not cattle. They had cattle grids.
Mm.
And... The sheep obviously weren't going across and they'd learnt about them. So rather than put a cattle grid down there, one farmer just painted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have to build them, you just paint it.
Mm.
And the sheep now thinks that's a cattle grid. They don't know which is which.
Yeah.
But then a sheep accidentally found out that it was painted somehow.
Mm.
Yeah. And so they knew there was two types.
Right.
So what sheep started to do is roll across them. Mm.
Sideways. Yeah, yeah.
So now they...
So even the real cattle grid, they can get across
because
it.
Because by
yeah.
that thought, it could be either.
Mm.
But then every single sheep in Australia could do it.
Wow.
Like overnight.
Yeah.
And then it spread to America in the south, where they got sheep farms there.
Are they all on like WhatsApp together?
No, it's
or
like
something?
A morphic consciousness.
Yeah,
no,
right.
It's like humans all thought of fire at the same time.
Yeah.
Around the world and built pyramids.
Sure.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So this sheep could, that's probably why they're trying to isolate it on a beach.
Right.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
The troublemaker.
A dangerous subversive.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's like, oh, absolutely right. It's like the yeah. Karl Marx.
It is.
Of sheep.
It is. It's, yeah.
X.
Racing to finish your HR admin and the pay run. Spending an arm and leg on disjointed software. And now you're missing the football. Oh, you're paying for it. Find out why over 300,000 businesses have automated the difficult parts of employment with Employment Hero. Recruitment, HR, payroll and benefits in one easy-to-use platform, saving you time and money. If you're not using us, you're paying for it. Employment solved. Employment Hero. Search Employment Hero today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Jilly Cooper is 86.
Yes.
Wow. Writer of...
Racy horse-based
racy
novels.
Horse, yes. Racing
anyway,
novels.
She says,
yeah,
she's forgotten how to write sex scenes at 86.
Oh, right.
Well, she's done enough. She can't have forgotten.
What?
I just love the idea of, like, Percy picked up the tin of shortcake and rattled it. There was still one left.
Nancy raised an eyebrow.
Yeah, from the net. Yeah, from the net curtains twitched. The net curtains twitched for a second. Any more shortcake in there?
Violet thought to herself, I'm glad I cleaned the doilies this week.
Yeah, right.
Percy's hair oil gets all over them.
Why don't you go and look in the bathroom, said Gladys, knowing she'd just refreshed the soap bowl. It doesn't need that, actually.
Oh, I loved a Jilly Cooper when I was
Why
a
Why don't
teenager.
You come upstairs, see where me cat likes to sit?
I'll fire up the stair lift.
Yeah, right. Gliding up there.
Together.
Yes.
Romantically.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a two-person...
That's a good point. Is there a tandem stair lift? I'd love to know
if
that.
If you did, you'd definitely play Stair Lift to Heaven.
Absolutely,
definitely.
Right.
Definitely, just have like a real sort of like a music box version of it.
Yeah, yeah, because it's kind of side saddle already,
yeah, yeah,
isn't it?
Sort of,
yeah, yeah, it's a sort of romantic...
Well, you're saying this, you should remake an entrance with a big ball gown, as you literally... that hides the machinery gap. It's literally like you're gliding.
Violet knew she was in for a good night. He'd worn his dentures.
Yes, yes.
His good ones.
Yes, his special ones.
Not the wooden one.
He'd put some extra fix paste in them.
Nothing was going wrong tonight.
Yeah, more machine. There were to be no malfunctions.
Bless her.
Yes.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
So that's. Let's not do any more on that because we might have elder listeners and they might be really insulted by that. Certainly,
sure, of course.
I hope my dad is. Next up, female chimpanzees of Ngogo in Uganda do not make for attentive grandmothers.
Oh.
They don't help their sons and daughters with childcare at all. They don't keep a special watch out for threats to their grandchildren.
Well, that's...
They don't, that's it.
That's it, they're not interested.
This, for him and his fellow evolutionary biologists, is a conundrum because his research has found that these chimpanzees spend a lot of their lives as grandmothers in doing so, despite also not apparently being helpful. They challenge one of the leading theories for why the menopause exists. Do you know what it strikes me as?
What?
The reason there's that cut-off.
Mm.
It's probably to do with interbreeding.
Right. To stop it happening more.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's it. It's just one generation is all
right, right.
Sort of remembered.
And it's a kind of also
making sure
the next generation hasn't got any competition and they just keep going. Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, they just can't be bothered. They're like, a bit older. And it's not my time, I've done it.
And lastly, something that I'm obsessed with, and it'd be really nice to start sending these in.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost adverts.
What? What do you mean?
Ghost adverts are those old... painted adverts you get on the side of buildings.
Oh, ghost signs. I've got one opposite my flat.
What have you got?
It says auction rooms.
It says what?
It says auction rooms.
Auction rooms,
right.
Yeah.
I've got one just down the hill from me, which is an old place where you could hire carriages.
Yeah.
And it still says, Bruffham's Carriages and Horses.
Oh, really? Wow.
But it's very rare you get an advert for a decent Bruffham.
Mm.
And also I've got one for Peterkin Custard. On the side of a building. I don't know what it is. I sort of think, I love them.
Yes.
And I sort of think, why did we stop doing those?
Yeah, right.
Mm. Why can't you get one for like, you know, like go compare, painted proudly on that. Do you know what I mean?
Just on the side of your house?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the side of a house, it's just the whole thing looks like a cigarette packet.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's the big Halloween craze because they're ghostly.
Radio X.
Gav.
Yes.
Please, may we have... our Monday man-eating hero, please.
You're the best around.
Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnishes the hero. Today, utterly no exception.
Mm-hmm.
Except, Gav tells me it's a bit different. It's a little bit different.
It's
something alive that can be harmful to man.
Sure.
And it's spicy.
Uh-huh.
And it's also got a Halloween theme. I wonder what it could be.
That's right. So today's heroes, Johnny, are the Ghost Pepper and the Carolina Reaper. It's not all fauna man-eating Monday.
I think we could put some lightning in with these, Si.
Sure.
We could add a bit of production.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. A bit of Halloween fun.
Just throw a bit of money at it, you know?
Yeah, so this is, well, to commemorate as well, this is the first ever flora on the man-eating Monday section.
Wow, man. When you
unbelievable.
Like that.
There you go.
That's better.
The Carolina
lightning
Reaper.
And wind and the Reaper.
Yeah.
Something like that around it.
Anyway, the ghost pepper, just to start off with, is an interspecific hybrid chili pepper cultivated in northeast India. Guinness Book of Records confirmed it in 2007 as the world's hottest chili at the time. It was 170 times hotter than Tabasco.
Wow.
At 1 million Scoville units.
Now, Gav, the Scoville... That's better. The Scoville unit thing.
1 million Scoville units.
Gav, the Scoville thing, it started off as someone just tasting stuff.
William Scoville, yes.
But it turns out it's actually, you can measure it under...
Yes, it started off as a, quote, measurement of pungency. And what they would do is see how little of it could be detected in a dilution. Right. So the quickest you can taste one, that's how hot that one is. I thought they just ate them and said, this one's hotter, but it wasn't.
But now it's
now they measure the how much of the hot stuff or the capsaicinoids there is in it. And that's how they decide how hot it is.
Can I just say,
to give
Gav,
you a point of reference.
Very impressed.
Very.
Can I just
thank
say,
you.
I
knew,
that?
I knew I needed a backseat.
Someone's done a bit of research today.
Just for reference, a jalapeno pepper is 5,000 units. So a ghost pepper is literally 200 times hotter.
And jalapenos, what's in Tabasco?
No, jalapenos, the one you get on a pizza when they put those pickled big chili peppers.
Which is hotter,
slices.
Jalapeno or habanero?
Oh, habanero's much hotter.
Is it?
Habanero's is a Scotch bonnet.
Okay.
But yeah, these, well, even a ghost pepper's twice as hot as a Scotch bonnet.
I'm just asking questions like they're in infomercials.
It's since been superseded by the Carolina Reaper at 1 million, very specifically, 1,641,183 Scoville heat units. That's a single rogue Carolina Reaper was measured at 2.2 million. That was bred by a guy, you won't believe this guy's name, and he's got the current hottest chili on earth called the X Pepper. His name's Ed Curry.
Oh, man. Nominative determinants have gone crazy, Gaff.
But anyway, are they violent? Are they dangerous?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. In October 2016, a 47-year-old man who entered a ghost pepper eating contest ended up with a life-threatening situation when he ate a load of them, ended up in hospital with severe abdominal and chest pains. And this was followed by violent retching and vomiting. So violent, he ended up with a hole in his esophagus.
Gav, did you say violent retching?
Violent retching ensued.
Great name for an album.
He ended up in hospital for 23 days.
Wow.
And since then, just in case, because there isn't actually a notch on the ghost pepper's bedpost yet.
It's young.
It's young. It's going to... It's young. On its belt. It's going young. To... It's going to find a victim because researchers have determined that a 150-pound person would die if they ate 1.3 kilograms of the ghost pepper.
Wow.
Or 3 pounds.
We were talking last week about the way you... The manner of your own execution.
Mm. Right.
Ways I wouldn't want to go.
Yeah. It's absolutely... Oh, you know, definitely not.
I prefer
not.
The cheese
definitely
and wine.
Definitely not. Yeah. Can you imagine the retching alone would just be awful.
How would you like to die with 1.5 kilos of
ghost pepper
of Carolina
in the middle?
Reaper.
Yeah, right. No, so let's salute...
Look, good deterrent. Very good
the
deterrent.
Ghost pepper.
Salute the ghost pepper.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
We are, well, some of you might not know this, but on this show, we are massive fans of live music.
Sure.
Now,
absolutely.
Yes.
We're also eco-conscious.
Yeah.
We're not eco-doomsters. We're eco-conscious. We think that actually there is no hope for us. We've gone past the tipping point. That's it.
Sure,
it's over.
Sure.
Because no one listens to David Attenborough. Mm. Hang on a second, because someone else might be well qualified and say what we paid them to say.
Right. Yes, exactly.
He's obviously got an angle. So sometimes the thing that certainly I feel guilty about, certainly I did when I went to see the Killers in Amsterdam.
Right. Yeah. Go on.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Go on.
is I looked around and I suddenly thought, wow, the carbon footprint of this.
Mm. Right.
Sure.
I felt guilt, you know.
Of the show.
The kind of guilt that anyone who goes near F1 must feel.
Oh, different, right. Different levels.
But
yeah,
frankly,
yeah.
You just might as well literally stick a shotgun in the Earth's mouth.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Yeah. And anyway, when we went to Amsterdam, we used the train. We were very.
Yeah, we used the train. Yeah, we were very eco-conscious. I mean, yeah. I mean, I wanted to jog.
Yeah.
But get this, yeah.
Go on.
And then wild swim up the canals.
Yes, that would have been great.
That'd have been great. Yeah.
Across the wetlands.
But get this, a music duo. This is a new way to do tours, and I like this.
Okay.
A folk music duo have walked 870 miles to play 45 gigs. Yeah. To make their tour environmentally friendly. One has a guitar, I think the other one has a fiddle.
Oh, okay, right. So not any heavy roadieing.
By that I mean a violin.
Yeah, yes. Sure, yeah, yeah. Because that's a different act.
So very transportable instruments.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
No massive
They travel
keyboards,
light. They travel light.
Moogs,
stop
drums,
laughing.
Double basses.
Silly man. Yes, anyway, no like double basses, anyway, like, yeah, no right. Drum
but
kits.
But like I say, one's got a specially adapted rucksack with a guitar,
yeah,
the other
yeah.
one's got a rucksack with this fiddle.
Yeah.
Okay. Seth By and Chris Roberts say together comprise Filkin's Drift. Mm-hmm. Great name for
a great name for a band.
Filkin's Drift. Oh, get in there. They followed the Wales Coast Path, played at venues along the way, including a chapel on Anglesey. They could only get there during low tide.
Right.
So each carried about 15 kilos.
Yeah, yeah.
But they did the tour. I'd love it if bands had to tour on foot.
It'd be amazing.
Make those decisions
yes,
about what
to carry.
Yes,
they finished their tour in Chepstow,
yeah.
So you can't catch them now. But that was their last leg of it. But I just love it if to out there somewhere. Literally, when they said they're on the road at the moment.
Yeah.
And you
literally
drive
on the road.
Oh, look!
There they are, yeah.
Queens of the Stone Age!
Mumford and Sons.
That's them! That is them!
They're playing in London next, the week after next. So, yeah, they'd be on
now. They'd be on their way now. Yeah. Depends where they are. You know?
They do a gig every 2 weeks on tour.
Right, it's like the Canterbury.
It takes ages.
Like the Canterbury Tales. Yeah. No, I mean.
Yeah.
Most towns in Texas are 22 miles apart.
Right.
You're never more than 22
miles.
Because that's how far you can go on horseback in a day.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because on a horse, they don't gallop the whole time. They're actually slower than humans.
Right, right. But you're not, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
They're carrying you. So,
you're looking at that kind of radius.
Okay.
I'd allow horses.
Interesting.
All right, so you could walk or go by horse.
You could go by horse, yes. I'd allow that.
You could carry about 10 T-shirts each
yes.
if you were selling merch?
Yes.
Yeah, about 10.
No, a horse can pull loads.
Oh, with a pack horse?
Yes.
Yeah.
One horse pack, don't worry about that one, Gav.
Even more old school if you walk and the horse is just carrying
yes.
the gear. Yeah, I like
right.
that.
You're
yeah,
right, you're just
like
trotting along, it's all in the car. It's a bit like the Canterbury Tales.
Mm, yeah,
time,
definitely,
you know,
yeah.
The crowd just go with you. You know, in fact, you can
just plot up in a field wherever you are.
You can
are,
just
yeah.
buy tickets for that section of the walk. And just listen to them as they play.
I like it.
You go, no, I'm going to go. I've got tickets for Queens of Stone Age. You go, where? You go, between Junction and you.
Real Travelling Minstrels.
Yes.
Like
yes.
the old kind of troubadour.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Travelling troubadours.
Right.
Only one drawback.
What?
The PA system.
Yeah.
So, no, but you could. There's a fix. You could have one at various, you know, like at pubs. There could be
always
a PA system in the garden there.
Yes.
Right.
And then they roll into town.
Roadside pub garden gigs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
they still do it.
I could see Coldplay doing that. That's the sort of thing Chris
definitely.
Martin
might. The Proclaimers should walk 500 miles.
Right.
Together.
Demand that they do it. Vandalise their car.
Yeah.
This is... I just love it. If you wanted to see your band, you know, enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You sort of think, well, they must be about here. They're going to be about here. It becomes like astronomy, you know, the way they can predict eclipses.
Yeah.
You're sort of thinking, hey, I'll tell you what, on May the 5th, you're going to get Queens of the Stone Age, Coldplay and Bruce Springsteen all at Heston Services.
Yeah.
It's like a conjunction, you know.
Dream.
At Honda, we've been engineering cars for over 75 years, actually.
We know that excellence takes time. So you can rely on the Honda engineering in the all-new e:NY1. With a range of up to 250 miles on a single charge and up to 5 years warranty, servicing and roadside assistance. Our first electric SUV, the e:NY1. Oh, a hole-in-one.
Yes.
Honda, the power of dreams. Range based on test conditions and may vary.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been revealed which locations in the UK practice witchcraft the most. It's time to play our charms, right? Right, when I was doing Mud Men, there's still the biggest rating show they've ever had on History Channel.
Sure.
Which I call History Channel because it annoys them slightly because they always insist on me call History.
Yeah.
But now we're not being sponsored by them, we can say that. It's on the History Channel. And a lot, most of which, the shows on History aren't historical at all. They're just made up.
No, it's new stuff.
They're people on quests that will never end, ever.
That's
right. And they found nothing.
Yes.
They haven't found Nazi gold. They haven't found Nazis. They haven't found buried treasure. They haven't found werewolves. They haven't found nothing. They just keep on cranking shows out
of
people being paid to talk rubbish and tease coming up.
Yeah, right. What
we
was
find
that?
We find a button.
Right.
Actually, that's quite interesting. That make quite interesting. Mm. Anyway, but the choice about those shows is I'm addicted to them.
Yeah. Of course.
There we go. Anyway, when I did Mud Men on History, which is generally about history, making history, it's amazing how big witchcraft was in Britain, you discover.
Was it really popular?
Huge.
Popular is an odd term.
No, it just was the thing. Christianity was only practiced by a tiny segment at the top.
Oh, of course.
It just really weren't at all. Churches were mainly used as tools of power and communication.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And most people didn't go near the places.
Mm.
They were just all... That's quite a middle-class thing, church.
Yeah, yeah.
Your peasants weren't in there. They're all on... It was just for the local... That's why they don't hold hardly anyone.
Yeah.
The time's about four rows.
Right.
And even that's like weddings. They've always been empty.
Yeah, yeah. God, never thought of it that way.
Yes.
Yeah? So everyone was a pagan.
Yes.
Of course.
It was like, that's the information that comes from the sky. It's like Wi-Fi now or a satellite dish.
Right.
That was churches. And also places you collected tax.
Sure.
So it had to be the big building.
Mm.
Yeah.
But really, in Britain, we're just all really into witchcraft.
Sure.
You find in the foundations or in the door jams of old houses.
Mm.
You still find them in the river.
Yeah.
Really?
You find these jars that have been sealed up.
Mm.
And then in them is hair, wee, fingernails, copper wire, all these weird things.
And they're charms,
aren't
they?
Yes, they're used to put in there to stop the houses getting spooked.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, the My Fair Lady in London Bridge is falling down. That was the body of someone, because in all bridges, because a bridge crosses water, they're very spiritual.
Mm.
They put in the body of a newly dead maiden.
Yeah.
In the foundations.
Wow.
And London Bridge was falling down, had to be removed because they found out the parents had done for her.
Oh, no.
Yes, goodness. That's why the bridge is falling down.
What?
Again, witchcraft.
God.
It was huge here, Gav.
Unbelievable.
Huge. Christianity is like an also-ran thing. Anyway, let's look at the top 10 places that still practice witchcraft. Heads or tails, Sunta?
Tails.
It is tails. Let's start with Shropshire. You ready?
Okay.
We're in Shropshire. This is the number of people practicing witchcraft and Wicca. Okay, we're in Shropshire, but do you think there's more in Birmingham than the whole of Shropshire?
Less, fewer.
You're wrong.
Oh.
Witchcraft is big in Birmingham.
Really?
And you can see it, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin.
Hey, sure.
Ozzy Osbourne.
You got there.
Led Zeppelin, you're right, they're into all kinds of mysticism.
Yeah, yeah, of course they were.
Slade.
Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, Slade. Yeah, yeah.
They're
all,
still...
It all makes sense.
They still represent evil, especially around Christmas time. Right.
Go on.
We're in Birmingham.
Yeah.
But Gav, do you think Sheffield, more or less than the Diabolists of... Sorry, the Wiccanists of Birmingham?
I don't know. I mean, I just think the further we go up, the more Wickery it gets, doesn't it? I don't know. I'm going to say more.
It's less.
Is it?
I was going to say,
wow,
the stats,
Birmingham
the stats,
are really witchy.
Birmingham's. But I went with a real highball one there.
Wow, okay.
So we're with Sheffield now. Mm. But do you think, Sunta, what about Bradford?
What?
Do you think more Bradford?
Bradford?
Yeah, it's like dead fast in there. Do you reckon Bradford's got more or less than Sheffield? It's like dead evil
fewer,
in there.
Less.
Yeah?
Fewer.
It is fewer. Well done. That's the first one either of you have got right.
Yeah.
We're in Bradford. What about Brighton? Since you've been to Brighton a few times, but does it strike you as quite witch, a lot of witchery going
you
on
definitely
there?
Definitely pick up some sage on Brighton High Street is what I'm
thinking. I went on a romantic... Yes, definitely. Mm. I went on a romantic weekend to Brighton in the next door conference centre. They had the Witchcraft X or whatever it is.
A symposium. An expo.
Witchcon.
Yeah, I don't think it was a magazine that little Cy gets.
Witchcon.
I think it was... and it was just, it's really weird. They were all smoking outside. And
really? Goes,
there'll be no one in there. We all smoke.
Right.
It's part of Wicker, isn't it? So, what do you think?
I'm going to say more higher.
It is more. Well done, Sons. Well gambled. We're with Brighton and Hove, but do you think County Durham, more or less, Sons? More or less than Brighton. County Durham.
More, higher.
You're exactly right, Sons.
A hexpo.
Oh, very good!
Andrew.
Very, very good.
Very good, Andrew.
That's beautiful. What great work.
Yeah. Great work. Mm. Someone's saying, looks like we have what they call a killing moon tonight.
Oh. Mm.
Be rude not to play Echo and the Bunny, man. Thank you so much for all your record requests. I'll pass that on to Dan O'Connell. We're a bit late now.
Yeah.
County Durham, we're in. Plymouth, more or less?
Less, fewer.
No, it's more.
It's got to be more.
It's got to be more. Come on, West Country. Yeah. Okay, Gav, we're with Plymouth, but do you think the whole of Wiltshire...
Oh, Wiltshire, definitely.
You're exactly
even
right.
Now there's more witches.
Yes, this is now.
Yeah.
This is now.
Oh, right, go on.
This is now, Gav. Get your head in the game. Not even now, he said, when we've got four towns left, and it's clear he hasn't understood any of it. I've been listening.
Oopsie.
Well, listen up, Clothhead.
Go on.
Sorry, Cloth ears. We're in Wiltshire, yeah? Mm-hmm. But do you think Leeds is higher or lower than Wiltshire?
Lower.
No, it's higher.
Is it?
This is it, Sunts.
Okay.
Yorkshire.
Okay, with what I would describe as play your lucky charms, tap in winning answer.
Okay.
Leeds or, here we go, Cornwall. Do you think Cornwall's higher or lower?
Higher!
Yes, you're absolutely right. It is number one.
Of course.
Well,
it is.
Guess what? It's a funny thing that the Devil's County.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Are you ready for this, guys? 4 till 7 thing on you, glorious Radio X. First up,
go on.
I've got good news for the Autumn Watch 1.
Oh, yeah?
What? Go on.
Free the Autumn Watch 1. That's Chris Packham.
Oh, yeah?
Police have dropped an investigation into allegations that Chris Packham broke the law when he sniffed goshawk chicks on the BBC. Certainly that's not women from Goshawk.
No, those are the baby goshawks.
They wouldn't
actual
use that
baby
sort of
goshawks.
Yeah, you know, he's sniffing these chicks
from Goshawk.
What's wrong with that?
Slightly dated.
What Yeah, it would be very dated.
Very
and
dated.
And even back
yeah.
in the day, they wouldn't have said it in like the Times.
No.
Well,
where's Goshawk? Where's your Newcastle? But they got this. Anyway, he's been caught out. He was sniffing chicks.
Yeah.
The naturalist was accused. That's naturalist. Don't ever
not
confuse
naturist.
That with naturist.
Yeah.
Although it'd be funny to be both.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
wouldn't that be really confusing?
There are a lot.
I'm a natural naturist.
I'm a naturalist. Naturist.
I'm a naturalist. I know this naturist, naturalist. they go bird watching and stuff naked.
Wow.
It'd be really peculiar, wouldn't it?
That'd be weird, yeah.
Mind you, at least they'd be you bird watch from a hide.
That's
so
true, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But as long as you didn't sort of, you weren't, you know, you're not, so, I don't know, somewhere. Like,
you're not aggressive. You're not being aggressively naturist.
Yes, but I'm saying if you're on the Highlands and suddenly there's like a little gang of naked guys with binoculars.
Quite chilly in the Highlands.
Yeah,
depends what time of year. And also, actually, that would be a fool's errand because of the midge.
Yeah, the midge.
Yes,
and there's areas that are midge.
And that'll level any man.
I don't know how big naturism is in the Highlands, but I tell you what, you need to be quite plucky.
Sure.
Anyway, Packham had been celebrating the return of the goshawks, a bird of prey, and he just couldn't help having a sniff of one. And they look so sweet and fluffy.
They're so cute. Yeah, they're lacquer.
Yeah. They're what?
They're lacquer.
Gav, are you starting to use stupid South African?
Oh, sometimes, are you being all South African
sometimes
again?
Sometimes it just slips out. You know.
Stop.
Anyway, the reason it's extraordinary, right? Because look, they're wasting police time with that. Right? So
yeah, they really are. Yeah.
Now get this, right?
Go on.
Story two.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Go on. Yeah, yeah.
Again,
yeah.
This is to brighten up dinner.
Yeah.
Bikes stolen from rail stations up 40% in a year.
Oh no!
I thought it was all of them. I literally see like any bike at a railway station, they all get stolen.
What gets me about it is railway stations are so CCTV'd.
Yes, they are.
Look, we hear this is the most cameraed up nation on earth.
Yeah.
When are you going to use it?
Yeah, it's because it's
we
not...
We can't, though. It's civil liberties.
Yeah, but also it's not a useful use of police time, is it?
They're, no, what? Not
they're
like
not going to look for a bike thief.
Not
yeah,
like,
no, they literally won't
not,
do
they're
it.
They're just
yeah.
not going to do it.
No.
Not like sniffing chicks.
Exactly.
She's a witch! No.
But that's really annoying.
It is annoying.
Really,
bikes
annoying.
Are expensive.
Yeah, but it's like everything, isn't it? It's like showbiz.
Mm.
Then we've got to be seen to do something.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm saying is,
yeah.
is that a goshawk chick with it, and there's a police inquiry, quite a few sort of complaints about it. It's like when, you know, suddenly a celebrity like Jamie Oliver, like Marcus Rashford, like any celebrity, like Fergal Sharkey, gets involved and suddenly the government's got to do something.
Right.
Because now a celebrity, it's not enough that just regular punters are suffering.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
Get everyone.
You know, a regular punter can sniff all the goshawks he likes.
Somebody needs to steal a celebrity's bike and then...
There you go.
Right, exactly right.
There you go. Who's that presenter? Jeremy Vine. He's always on social media with his bicycle.
Or Gary Kemp.
Yes.
You know, he loves cycling.
The bike lot,
he suddenly gets it's more like Fergal Sharkey. Maybe he likes cycling to rivers. They could do a tune. He likes cycling on towpaths.
Cool.
So anyway, they've gone up 40%. The number of bikes stolen, nearly 6,000. So 7,000 bikes in 2022, up from 5,000.
What?
What does shot mean in today?
Just means played. Well played. Just means good job.
Does it?
Yeah, shot.
Oh, so it's like, thanks, shot for that.
Yeah, exactly.
We once had a South African au pair, and when we gave her a Christmas present, in all her thank you letters, she wrote shot for that. And I was thinking, what?
What
the hell is this? Is that what that means?
Yeah, it just means
thank God
cool.
for that. All this time I've been insulted.
Yeah.
Right, and lastly, a bit of a treat for Halloween. You know, we're talking about ghost signs, those old adverts that emerge. Well, because of the flooding, we're seeing the return of ghost ponds.
Oh yes, ponds ghost that pond. Weren't and now
ponds
are back.
Well, they're now back. It's sort of
because of the
rain has discovered all these, just not just flood fields, but actual ghost ponds. So the last time light hit the bottom of the Bodden Pond, it shone on a Norfolk ruled by Queen Victoria. So this pond, an ancient pond, has now returned. It's being filled up with flood.
Nice.
So that should put a smile on every pond lover's face.
Yeah.
X looking for keys. Looking for keys. Looking for keys. Everyone's tired of looking for keys. So the Honda HR-V Hybrid can be unlocked and turned on with your phone. Where will listening take us next? Honda, the power of dreams.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 Thang.
Radio X.
I don't know if this is cheating. Let's discuss it.
Go on.
I was in Tesco. Because they do the 12-pack of Loo Roll cheaper than Sainsbury's across the road. I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Is that how you do your shopping?
No, it's also deals. It also means I can park cheekily in just round the corner.
Right.
If it's Sainsbury's, I have to cross the road, which means I've got to go across the traffic light.
It's all about the parking. Yeah.
And that traffic light's there, so I can spin it round really quickly, just nick into this little side road, and I'm just literally back
up
again.
So it's just a happy coincidence that it's cheaper.
Yeah, I'm exactly right. In fact, it was Vanessa, my partner, who pointed out it was cheaper when I got back. She goes, oh, Tesco, nice, shopping around, because it is cheaper.
Mm.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they've got plastic pumpkins in there.
Okay.
What?
Well, big
plastic
ones,
pumpkins.
Yeah, plastic pumpkins. I think that's cheating. You can't. That's cheating.
That's
right?
Just, I mean,
and they look really authentic. Lee plastic.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Well, no, but I you know,
Satan doesn't have little plastic like goats near him, does he?
Yeah. What happens on Halloween in hell?
Right. Yeah. What does happen in Halloween?
I wonder if in hell they plan a real spectacular, saying we're going to really go all out.
Or maybe they're just like, oh, it's just another day for us.
What is there that could frighten Satan himself?
I don't know, but you can see them all tooling up for trick or treat. It's like an arming up sequence instead of Commando or Raw Deal.
Get all the gear.
Good movie trackline. It's trick or treat in hell.
Right.
It's Halloween in hell. That's a really good strap line.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Isn't it?
You were offended by plastic pumpkins.
Yeah, I just looked. I thought you really lost the plot. Someone else here is quite offended by Jaffa Ween bars.
Yeah, that is definitely...
That's Halloween.
No, they've not done anything different, have they? They've just changed the packaging. They've not made different Jaffa cakes, have they?
Yes, they have. They just
renamed them.
Yeah, I don't think they've redesigned them. Like so they've got eyes on them and stuff. Well, they could do that, though, because it's got the orangeness inside. Mm. Halloween cashews. This is Halloween. My wife and I, thank you very much for this, Robbie. My wife and I are in Glasgow this weekend. In one of the pubs, I spied a Halloween-themed special cocktail called Polyjuice Potion. As a non-constant 41-year-old Harry Potter fan, I couldn't order one fast enough. Excited to find out what treats my taste buds are about to experience, I was somewhat disappointed to be then presented with a pint of Maduri and lemonade in a Magnus glass.
That's not very magical.
That's really
it sounds horrible.
Wow, that is a Halloween.
Listen,
movie.
Real pumpkins are a bit Halloween anyway, Johnny, because do you know what it used to be?
What?
Turnips. I'm going to show you a picture of a traditional Celtic. Before they immigrated to America, the Irish and the Scots, they found pumpkins over there and thought, oh, those are easy to carve out.
Yeah.
Look what a turnip looks like.
That is terrifying.
It's horrible.
Yeah, not great radio, Gav.
I know. But
let me just take the listeners through it. Yeah. I'm looking at the most horrendous... It looks like a shrunken skull.
Yeah,
a proper shrunken skull from some headhunter in Indonesia or whatever. Yeah. He's quite Slipknot,
It is.
I'd like to, much more go with, what is it, November the Mexican Day of the Dead, November the 1st?
Is it? Yes.
Is it?
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? Because it's All Saints, it's obviously All Saints night, it's All Saints Day tomorrow.
Right.
Is that the same as the Mexican Day of the Dead, or is it November the 2nd? Because they give themselves
second.
A day. Yeah, they give themselves a day to recover. But in Mexico.
Yeah.
In Old Maykel, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican among the old adobe haciendas. In Mexico, they have a Day of the Dead.
Mm. Yeah.
Where they gather around, they remember everyone they've loved and lost.
Mm-hmm.
Which is big in Mexico, as you can imagine.
Sure.
They don't stop.
No.
Episode 1 hour of Narcos tells you there's a lot of celebrating to do.
Right.
Anyway, so they celebrate the lives of people they've lost. But in some villages, they dig people up and they polish their bones.
Yeah.
And they put hats on them and decorate them.
And they
obviously impractical at a lot of British pubs.
Absolutely.
You don't
want
to go in there and find people that have been robbing.
And you need a hot, dry climate for that kind of activity as well.
Getting Dave in from his grave.
He's a bit muddy.
He's a bit. Because you see, I'm afraid we've lost a lot of him since last year.
But he's only been in there 3 weeks.
Easy. Don't leave him for a while.
Wait till he's a skeleton at least.
His hair's still growing.
Oh, God. That would be scary.
That would be scary.
You have the actual undead night.
That's the thing about hair. It's why I don't mind going bald so much. Because hair can grow quite happily without you.
Mm.
It doesn't actually need you.
It's its own thing.
In fact, hair is quite spooky in itself. It's dead.
Yes.
Like fingernails.
It's an expression
dead.
Of death.
Yes. So I look at people who've got lots of hair, particularly when people have got a mane of grey hair, I think they're showing a lot of death.
And covered in death in a way, aren't they? Yeah.
It's a death. I don't see it as hair, I see it as a death mane.
You're never more alive than when you've lost all that death from your
head. Yeah, exactly right. That's why I look so alive. Right. Exactly right. That's why we're much more alive than everyone else.
We're alive.
Stop flashing death. I don't want to see that death.
That full head of death.
Yeah, your death mane.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Right now, though, I'm going to talk about what's going on the streets.
Oh, yeah? What's going on?
Well, firstly, there's a lot of Halloween action. I'm not going to deal with that now.
Right.
Yeah, because it's just really tacky stuff coming in at supermarkets now. And for instance, my local Keeping the Spirit by doubling up a plastic trick-or-treat pumpkin for a ciggy bin in the smoking area, which is...
It's class. That's class, isn't it?
A mate just told me our golf club are doing a 3-sleeve of NAF golf balls nobody ever uses with a ghost stamp on them, trying to pass them off as Halloween balls.
Yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with now. So it's instead, I'm going to tell you about something that should scare you. Sorry, scare you.
Yeah.
Because it's something that mafia-style crime gangs have turned to.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where to start. gets the idea that they are mafia-style gangs? Because I've watched a lot of mafia action over the years.
They're very wealthy, organised, international.
Yeah, they go petty as well. And this cartels, sort of thing that in America they would control.
Right, OK.
I speak, of course, of Portaloos.
You're kidding.
Oh.
No. I thought you were going to say ice cream.
They are nicking Portaloos.
No.
Yes.
What? Why?
Organised mobs. You'd have to be slightly organised, but it's not something you randomly do.
No, the logistics alone are worth considering.
I know what we could do for cash.
Cracking couple of...
Nick a Portaloo.
It's not like a hastily planned in the pub after a few drinks kind of thing.
Do you want to buy a Portaloo?
Have you seen Steve? He's the Portaloo king.
Yeah. He's probably out nicking Portaloos if I know him at the moment.
Made his name.
Yeah.
Nicking Portaloos.
There must be serial numbers on them.
There must
stuff
be, yeah.
Like that. You can't just, you know, you can't just hawk them around.
Do they need to be licensed? Is there like a registry? Also, is there a registry? Yeah.
Well, like shotgun license, Portaloo license. They should be good. Organised mobs are swiping the mobile bogs.
Wow.
En masse and selling them for about 500 quid each. Earlier this month, 40 new cubicles worth 40 grand went missing from a field set to hold a motorsport event.
Oh, so wow. And they're selling them to whoever uses them.
Well, Neil Griffiths, 53, of Three Counties Toilet Hire, spoke to the Star. He said it's going to be almost impossible to get them back, so I want to make these loos too hot to handle, he says.
Oh.
Cheshire Police probing similar crimes. Mm. Cops in Northamptonshire have warned that identifiable marks should be put on loos so they can be returned if retrieved, as opposed to inside the loos. Do you know what I mean?
How do you fence a stolen toilet?
I don't know.
Who's buying
I don't know.
You'd need a very big coat to hide it under.
Really would,
or a high fence.
Right.
You know, you need a fence to hide behind, wouldn't you? That's
you
exactly
would.
What you wouldn't
you?
But, yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, I reckon they must be nicked to order. Also, just make them distinctive.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Make them bright pink or something.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No one's going to want that on a building
little
site.
Looking back, the amount of months you had a Portaloo outside.
You had one on your front drive.
Which you caught the postman using, which is still my story of the year.
Brilliant.
Funnest sea notes, funnest things have happened all year. Little Si looking out, seeing a postman coming out of the Portaloo he had for Bills.
Oh,
but looking back, at how much that was to hire, would it have been easier just to have bought one, 500 quid stolen.
Yeah, what is the difference?
No, but I bet it is, because it's about 100 quid a day for them.
Are they?
Yeah, they're...
No.
No, sorry, it's Frankie Howard in this.
No.
Don't titter. Don't titter, you not, Francis.
No. It was organised by my builder. I don't know how much.
Oh, I bet he had a nice little markup on top there.
Of course, he's charging one of the Nick ones. I've met your builder. I'll ask him.
X. Sure, this is Peloton.
This is a 15-minute low-impact ride, but so is this.
We're here together for a 10-minute empathy meditation.
And even this.
We get hit in with a 20-minute hip-hop shadow boxes session. Ah, what more could you ask for?
Well, with thousands of classes on our bike, tread and app, there's more to Peloton than you might have thought. This is Peloton. Internet connection and Peloton All Access membership required. See onepeloton.co.uk.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Did you have a good Halloween, Dr. S?
Yeah, really nice, thanks.
What'd you do?
Very chill, a little bit of pumpkin carving, and we watched The Addams Family.
A little bit of pumpkin carving.
Yeah. We left it pretty late, right? We did it on Halloween, but it was quite nice to just...
No, but I just like the idea of the two of you whittling while watching it. Because the two of you, I always see you as sort of the devil's minions.
Yeah.
And the idea that you're there just with the only flat in that area of the London that's got an open fire. It's a really good one.
It's a good one, isn't it? It's got big, scary eyes and a big, scary mouth.
As usual, I got sent that obscene one that goes round that's not actually a pumpkin and Please don't send me that. I got about 10 versions of it. It's just like sort of saying, he'll like this.
And how was your Halloween?
Yeah, how was yours?
So I got home late-ish, because I went to sort of go and get some Halloween snacks.
Yep. On your way back.
Traditional Halloween snacks, a roast chicken.
Sure. A Halloween
so
chicken.
So I got back, and it's about 8 o'clock I got in, and my neighbour, two floors down, because I was in a flat, on my way up the stairs, I always try and use the stairs for fitness, you know.
Sure.
And
sure,
I go up as fast as I can, six times.
They're a challenge, aren't they? They're not an obstacle.
Not really. Yeah, just, well, generally, it's just to sort of move the lactics acid through. Anyway, good name for a band, the Lactics. Anyway, they had a whole thing of celebrations out.
Mm. Outside the door?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a large amount.
I thought, can I dip in? But then, unfortunately, every corridor is really cameraed up.
Right, yeah, because you'll be seen. Yeah, it'll be noted.
They're cameraed up.
Yes.
I know the blind spots.
Mm.
But more on that in a second.
It's like Ocean's 11.
More on that in a second. I'm not messing around here. Right? And also, there's PIR. Yeah, there's the light thing.
Yes,
it sets the lights
on. Sensors.
So I'm sitting there. I've had roast chicken. Vanessa's Nick. She's gone on to bed. She's knackered because Milton's getting her up really early in the morning.
She's
got her duties. You know,
sure. Yeah.
As the breadwinner, I carry on in bed.
Sure.
You know, I watch some sport or something.
A bed winner.
Yeah, I'm a bed winner. Anyway, so I finished the roast chicken. I thought, God, I really fancy some chockies.
Yeah.
You know, just after you've had lots of savings.
And now you're picturing that whole tub of chocolates that you've
walked past. It's 5 to 10.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it is too late. So I thought, it's so embarrassing because they put them there because there's loads of children in the flats. They put them there for kids. They haven't put them there so that like the geezer from upstairs can come too.
they're
a Russian couple.
Right.
And I'm thinking they haven't put them down there. They haven't put them down there so that that huge geezer.
Yeah.
That massive bloke from two floors up can literally stick his hand in so he can then watch it in front of a horror film.
Yeah. Right.
Which I wasn't watching, obviously.
No.
But so I'm sitting there thinking, no, I can't do that. It's ridiculous, because if I'm caught, it'd be just awful.
Really embarrassing.
The concierge, he'll take the meeting.
There'll be a whole meeting about it.
He'll probably replay it and send it to Vanessa.
Oh,
and
of course.
And I thought, sorry, I'm going to do it. I know how to get this. So
so
I've nicked down the stairs. I'm right up against the wall.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing in my head. I'm going, but as I started going, Vanessa kind of says, what are you doing?
You're doing the Mission Impossible music.
She's caught one man alone in a corridor. The most impossible thing.
And you're sidling along the wall.
So I sidle along the wall. Hasn't started the lights off.
Yeah.
So I've moved down really slowly, and then I have to cross and go low.
Right.
On the banister.
Yeah. Because
I know from when the Deliveroo guy stole Vanessa's deliveries.
That's what they had to do.
I saw the camera angle because then we were allowed to see it. So I know exactly where that's reached down the corridor.
Nice.
So I've then gone low.
So you've done the recce
really
already.
Low.
Yeah, yeah.
So as not to set the PI off.
Are you on your stomach?
No, I'm not on my stomach, but I know how low I can go because Milton doesn't set it off if he walks down the stairs.
And you know
in
his
front
height.
Of me.
Yeah,
he doesn't set
it.
So I know exactly. At the point at which he sets it off.
You've done the maths, basically.
Yeah, I've done the maths, yeah. So I go down the stairs, I'm sneaking there, yeah? And then I get to their doorway, and then the one thing I haven't factored in, they've got one of those door cam things.
Awesome. Oh, no, yes, and they've got quite a sort of fisheye lens
on. And they've got
them.
A fisheye, I've got to go below that. So I just go, really low, and I just lean round. And I'm just
feeling
just tapping round on their doormat looking for this bowl. And then I just lean in there and I realise it's gone. They've taken it.
So I sort of sneak back
and I go, no, like that. And as I bob my head to go, no, light comes on and I see the CCTV camera. I'm thinking, I'm just getting busted, literally.
Okay.
Paul is not going to know how I arrived. Just suddenly he's going to see a bright light, a guy going, no, with a hand, literally, in someone else's doorway. So I slunk up the stairs. But you know what? I still kept going.
Radio X.
Loads of teachers are doubting Ofsted ratings, even ones at schools that are getting top ratings.
Sure, sure.
Which they've got to do.
Right.
You've got to do that, because if there's teachers who are at the bottom ratings going, this just can't be true, then if you're the top, they're going, hey, bloody it is. Bang on.
Yeah.
And then they go down and go, it's not so true this year. You know, then that's going to turn into like radio ratings.
Sure.
You know, one of our meetings. Mm. It's just a freak.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys... That's why we're so modest about them all the time. Well, no, because sometimes if you celebrate, you know, month after month, a constant wave of triumphs we have on the 4-7 thing.
It starts losing its meaning.
Knocking it out of the park, quarter after, queue on queue, yeah?
Sure.
Queue on queue, knocking it out of the bloody park. then you might just get that freak one where, say, one member of the team doesn't lie and take a book, say, when a guy comes round to his house and say, one man, let's just say that guy's called the Woodman.
Yeah.
And the guy with a radio diary turns up his house and goes, actually, he's honest enough to say, I can't, I work in radio.
Yeah, right.
Much of the disgust of the rest
little
of the
Simon.
I wouldn't limit it to him, Gav.
Really?
No, I told him.
What, everyone wanted me to cheat?
Yes.
Good Lord.
What was interesting is that it was the first thing Little Si said when he came back
From being off, yeah, from
being
paternity
off, from
leave.
Paternity leave.
Yeah,
he said, can I have a word? I said, what is it? He goes, because he's a radio man. Right? Sure. I know it's hard to believe from anyone listening to this. Mm. Certainly blew me away at his wedding when his best man said, and that's when little Si became obsessed with radio. I was thinking... What? What? I thought he just fell into it by accident. I thought, literally, there's nothing else he could do. I then find out he's keen and like he's really, he loves it. Anyway, and that blew me away.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, but little Si said, with the same incredulity, he said, is it true that Gav was actually offered a radar diary?
Yeah.
And he said, no.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, it's exactly right. He could have waited for his missus to get back. Mm. They're not going to notice in that many. A few ticks, that's millions.
Yeah.
Little Si was like, I've never seen him react like it.
He looked up. You told me he was really angry.
Anyway, we don't. The thing is, because of honesty like that, it means that's why we trust them so much.
Exactly.
So we're looking at some of the things you doubt. How about this? I don't trust my deodorant. It offers 72-hour odour protection.
It's a lot of hours, isn't it?
I spray it on after a short tube journey. I smell like a marathon runner's foot.
Yeah.
That's from Ian Leon C. Thank you very much for that. Someone else has pointed that out. They said, things I doubt. Funnily enough, Swansea Rich, exactly the same thing. I doubt 72-hour deodorant lasts for 72 hours. Quite honestly, I never even try. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
72. Right, I can go 72 hours, 3 days without a shower.
Oh, I'd rather you didn't.
Oh, longer than that.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Also, I'll tell you another thing I doubt. I doubt anyone suntans professionally.
There might have been a job that might have been a job in the past, but not
Hawaiian
now.
Tropic. Professional.
Yeah. It's a claim. It's
Move aside, everybody. Excuse me. Are there sunbeds reserved here for the pros? You know?
Yeah,
professionals
right.
are what?
Yeah, you're right.
What,
exactly.
Lying on a beach? I mean, I know now there are influencers, so you can probably view are doing it that way, but no.
No.
What do you got there, Cal? What are you seeing?
Anonymous one, this, but it just says, driving down to Devon in the Jag, and I doubt anyone has ever visited, let alone bought anything in Cotton Traders in motorway service stations.
No, I doubt that as well.
What are they doing
why
in there?
Why are they in there?
Yeah, why are
I don't
they
know.
There?
I don't know.
You know, they've gone into the sort of pesty territory.
I've only ever seen three people at Superdry and airports. And
right,
and
yeah,
their
right.
dads with embarrassed looking kids. You look like, well, I'm not going to wear it now because I could do it with a hoodie. That,
well, yeah.
Tell you what, this bloody fits me. This
I think a really small baseball hat looks good on me.
This hoodie looks quite good. Just what we'll need if the evenings are colder. Sons, you seen anything there?
Rich and Coulston says, I doubt 8 out of 10 cats prefer whiskers.
Yeah, yes. It's hard to confirm.
They never get together
and chat about it. Yeah.
Tej, let's have none of this misleading label stuff. I can tell you my yachting jacket is waterproof enough to handle the big waves I see when I'm out in the high seas. Mm. You just need a bigger coat. Thank you very much for that. Someone else talking about the quality of what they're smoking. I'm not going to do that one. We're not going to get involved with that.
Mm, crazy.
I doubt that the indicators on BMWs are actually connected.
Interesting.
Thank you very much.
Oh. X.
Hello. You've caught me at the hairdresser's brushing up on the best business advice with my friend, Deborah Meaden.
Well, Einstein, staying on top of your numbers is crucial.
Indeed, and a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time, so you can trim and adjust where needed.
Meaning more control of your business budgeting.
Now that's sharp.
Search Get a Smart Meter for Business today. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
Gav.
Yeah?
Before the show today, could you remind me? Cheese.
Oh, yes.
I've got a bag of cheese.
I saw your
Sorry,
bag of
I went
cheese
to my favourite cheese shop today and bought a load of cheese.
Mm.
Where is the bag of cheese?
It's in the fridge. No, I'm not telling you. Oh, no, you're vegan. You're fine.
Yeah, I just wondered, like, I was slightly concerned. You just left it under
No, I haven't. I've put it in the secret Radio X fridge.
Okay.
Sure.
The Union Flag fridge we've got in the Radio X, in the Britpop office.
Sure.
You know, you're going to get in with a feather
cut. It is a Britpop office.
You're going to get in with a feather cut.
That's right.
Hey, guys, talking of cheese, the Japanese big cheese has turned up the heat on the luckless French. So the French are getting beaten at wine.
Yes, right.
Have done since the Californians really pulled it out.
The New World wines.
Yeah, the New World wines really pulled it out. But a Japanese maestro of melted cheese is enjoying sudden stardom after becoming the only non-Swiss medal winner of the first Raclette World Championships.
Wow.
Yeah, this is...
Japanese.
Well, yeah, he took silver in the raw milk raclette category at a tournament that proved to be a fiasco for French cheesemakers. Just to say, any time the French fail at cheese and wine,
yeah,
it's a bit like Gordon Ramsay and Jamie Oliver's business, you know, every year, when their accounts are submitted,
yeah,
it's all over the papers.
Yes.
Same when the French, ever.
That's right, yeah. It's always in the papers.
Their crown slips a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, right. It's one of Switzerland's national dishes, made by melting cheese of the same name before scraping it into boiled potatoes. It's yum.
Yeah.
But the Japanese, looks like they're going to take...
Catching fast.
They've beaten the French already. They're going to take the Swiss next.
Wow.
Next up, an officer in Italy.
Mm.
He became a national joke, this policeman, after being sacked for clocking in for work in just his Y fronts.
Right.
He clocked in for work. He's been, he's had the last laugh. A court has ordered he be given his job back.
Why was he just in his Y fronts?
Yeah.
It's cool, isn't it?
I mean, there are many questions.
Yeah, there's
is he allowed to carry on working just in his
pants?
Because
he's a skiving public servant, Gav, apparently. After initially installing hidden cameras, investigators filmed him descending the steps from his service flat above his office in his wife fronts and a T-shirt, clocking in and then going straight home.
Ah, right.
He was like, I'm at work, but I'm actually going straight back to bed.
That's what's called a nice little situation.
Not only that, he's got 250 grand as well.
Wow.
Yeah, they've given him for all the, you know.
Wow.
Stills from the video of this guy made the front pages. The police officer became an emblem of Italy's battle against what's it called, get this. And they make things sound so good there, yeah? Skiving or fraudsters.
Yeah.
But fagnoloni.
And what is that? That's
it means,
just someone
it means
grifting
good for nothing.
Yeah.
It means a good... he's a fagnoloni. Anyway. Yeah, but he says... these are good-for-nothing workers in council offices and government departments who are rarely at their desks.
Mm.
Others have been spotted shopping or out with friends. One guy was clocked heading for the beach for a day's kayaking.
Nice.
That's that. And lastly, Nick Clegg's been reported. He said, don't be frightened of AI.
Yes.
Yeah, and only he's saying it. All Sunak and all the lads are all saying, it's an existential threat. It really is.
Yeah.
Shall I tell you what it reminds me of?
What?
I suddenly realised, what does this remind me of that didn't happen? Apart from the Millennium Bug.
Which it's
very similar to. Yeah. So Millennium Bug in second place.
Yeah.
And that really was seen as an existential threat.
When we weren't that even. Was it. Everything's going
right.
to break.
When most people just said Amstrads. Yes. People sort of saying, well, your TV won't work.
Oh, planes were going to fall out of the sky. It was terrifying. Cars, yeah.
Were going to lose power.
Yeah. The panic. Do you remember? You'd better buy them to stick on computers.
They thought all the banking system would collapse.
Yes. Because they're not designed for the extra two. Oh,
it was terrifying. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, AI, do you know what it is?
What?
Them saying it's going to take over. No, drum machines.
Yeah, in the 80s, yeah.
Drum machines. Do you remember all the musicians saying there's going to be no drummers anymore?
That's it, no more drummers,
And now there'll be no, once they compute synthesizers.
Yeah,
there's going to be no guitars or pianos. You just press a button.
Yeah.
It was rubbish in the end.
No, you do have that, but you also have humans. Actually quite like humans. Like we can, our brain is still the best, most efficient machine. I know it seems quite odd.
Sure.
Yeah. But I just was listening to someone. I was thinking, where did I hear all this before?
Mm.
I was thinking, it was the drum machine thing.
Some misguided
DJ on another radio station going, well, you can tell the difference, you really can. Not that he sounded like that, but you know what I mean.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Now you get the 4-7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
We don't treat ourselves. Oh, we do treat ourselves with a meal out.
The Amex Platinum card, with £300 global dining credit every year, you can eat at the restaurants you've always wanted to try. Representative 704.6% APR variable. Selected restaurants only. Annual fee. Terms apply. 18 plus. Subject to approval.